USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden unveiled his plan Wednesday to forgive $10,000 in student loan debt, with borrowers who have Pell Grants getting as much as $20,000 forgiven. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, criticizes the president for comparing student loans to loans given to small businesses during the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Student loans are loans to people who want to pursue college education, who are unable to afford it otherwise, and it's a commitment to the lender to pay the money back. In the case of SBA loans, they end up producing business and jobs and opportunity, and they get paid back.
The Dow ending a three-day losing streak at the closing bell, gaining 59 points. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
More than 80% of the western United States is under severe drought, including Texas, which is suffering the driest condition in the last 120 years. The situation is so bad that ranchers and farmers are being forced to sell off their herds. The USDA saying herds are down 2.4% nationwide since last year and down close to 50% in Texas, 43% in New Mexico, and 41% in Oregon. As far as what this means for folks who like to eat beef, Arthur Ohl is the president of the Texas and Southwest Cattle Raisers Association.
The fewer calves will be born next year, mm-hmm. and the supply will go down. And when supplies go down, it's very simple, supply and demand. The prices will rise.
Kentucky lawmakers are holding a special session to discuss the next steps in helping eastern Kentucky's flood victims. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is continuing to bus illegal immigrants to New York City and Washington, D.C. in order to force a response from the Biden administration. This as thousands of illegal immigrants continue to enter the United States through the southern border. Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick criticizes New York City Mayor Eric Adams' response to the illegal immigrants arriving in New York.
Mayor Adams in New York City, he has championed himself or fashioned himself as the law and order mayor. Well, now it's time to start acting like it.
The NFL is remembering the loss of a legend.
Len Dawson, who led the Kansas City Chiefs to a victory in Super Bowl IV, passed away Wednesday at 87. Back in the day when gambling allegations surfaced from an acquaintance, Len responded.
And they were trying to determine what to do about this situation. And I can remember they're all sitting around. I said, why don't we tell them the truth?
Mr. Dawson was elected into the Hall of Fame both as a player and as a broadcaster. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul sent a letter to the National Institutes of Health on Tuesday asking it to preserve all of Dr. Anthony Fauci's documents and communications relating to the COVID-19 pandemic. Paul making the request after Fauci announced he was retiring in December of this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.